So, hi everybody, this is Janet Atwood, and I'm the cover editor for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise magazine, and I'm also the co-author with Chris of The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Destiny. And for all of you that aren't quite sure, this is the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Passion Series, and here we interview people who have been remarkably successful at following their passions, and it's our hope and it's our intention that these calls will help you get aligned with your passion so that you can give the world your unique gifts. Soren Kierkegaard really described what we're about here, and she said, God has given each of us our marching orders. Our purpose here on earth is to find those orders and carry them out. Those orders acknowledge our special gifts. Our guest tonight has found his orders and is transforming the world as he carries them out. Practicing the principles he teaches, Dr. Ted Mortar III has truly mastered being the best me ever right now. He combines his inner passion with outward purpose to motivate to the maximum. And Dr. Ted is CEO of Mortar Health System and a founder of Dynamic Life Training Seminars of North America, which is, by the way, one of the fastest growing personal and professional development companies teaching health and wellness techniques for well over 40 years. He's an international speaker of BEST, B-E-S-T, a master instructor of BEST, a trainer, an author, a researcher, and doctor of chiropractic. And Dr. Ted develops and directs worldwide wellness training treatment programs, including the BEST Life Intensive Tour, the ever-popular health weekend for wellness, and the rapidly expanding BEST trainings for health practitioners. And with thousands of people in attendance, his programs reflect his personality and passion for the very best of everything that he does. He's exciting. He's motivating. Everything he does, it has an eye-opening feeling to it. And it's very typical of his descriptions of his health and wellness trainings, literally keeping the participants on the edge of their seats. Dr. Ted Mortar is considered to be one of the most exciting speakers on the subject of health, wellness, and personal development, both nationally and internationally. He has worked closely and shared the stage with some of the top authors and speakers in the world, including me, no, Dr. Barbie DeAngelis, Jack Canfield, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. James Oshman, Dr. Fabrizio Mancini, Dr. Bob Hoffman, T. Harv Eker, Mark Victor Hansen, and so many more. So hundreds of thousands of participants have come from around the world to attend his programs and have had their lives transformed both personally and professionally. And truly, I can honestly say that with all my heart, being on the same stage as Dr. Ted Mortar over these last few months at his BEST seminars, I can say that he is one of the greatest speakers that I've ever heard. And what I can really truly say with all my heart is why he is that is because he walks his talk. He's really coming from a place of authenticity, and his heart is just falling out all over the place when he's sharing his information with everyone. He's truly an inspiration to me every time I'm able to share that stage with Dr. Mortar. So, Ted, are you with us?
You know I'm here, Janet.
And
how could I not
love
hear?
You are so here. And I get to be with you in Atlanta, and just what? Tomorrow. I'm on the plane tomorrow, and I get to see you tomorrow, don't I?
Well, so I think you're going to get there before me, but I'll be there.
I know. I get there before you so I can get myself together enough to just be able to hang out and party with all you guys, because you're so darn healthy, I'll tell you. Just wonderful to be with you and your family.
We're
so
excited.
Are you ready to get started? You're excited?
I'm so excited I can hardly sit here.
No, I'm excited. So everyone, I'd like to introduce you to you, and it's my honor, Dr. Ted. So Ted, will you share with us the role of your passions, the things which are most important to you in your life, and the role they've played in leading you to the work you do today?
Well, sure, Janet. You know, I think that the main thing that drives me, that keeps me going, is that very word, passion. When I first heard about your book and was introduced to you and Chris, I was intrigued because I like the word passion. My wife, when we were in dating and to be engaged, and I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, and I said, well, why would you want to marry me? And she said, because you're so passionate about what you do. And I never really paid it that much attention until that word just keeps popping up over and over and over. And when I read your book and looked through and really studied it, and then I heard you lecture on the book, I was just so enthralled with your passion and your desires to help other people that I loved it. I just absolutely went through it, and I said, you know, this is someone who I would be honored to share the stage with. And so thank you for playing in that. So you asked me my passion, what drives me and what makes me happen, or what makes me happy and what makes me really go. And I think it's that I have developed a true passion for my work, as well as balance in my life where I have passion with my children and passion with my wife. And I try to use the same passion that really began to emerge in younger years. I try to utilize that and those experiences now in my wisdom, as you will say, as my hair falls out. But I'm really enjoying life to the fullest when I recognize where my passions are. And I've noticed, thanks to you, Janet, that when I move away from following what my passions are, my life is not as good. It's not in balance, and it doesn't seem to be in check where it should be. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, and I want you to talk about your extraordinary family that you were raised in. Will you tell us a little bit about what it was like? And, you know, share with everyone this incredible family that you were, you know, brought up in. I mean, your father is like, and I want to tell everybody this as everyone's listening. Many of you know that I spent the last two and a half years traveling throughout India and Nepal interviewing the enlightened. And when I came and met Dr. Ted's father, Senior Dr. Ted, I felt that I was in the presence of a master very similar to these masters that I met in India and Nepal. So can you talk about your extraordinary family to everyone, Ted?
Well, sure. You know, there are nine of us now that are in the chiropractic profession. And I have three boys. One is in chiropractic college now, and two younger boys still in high school that have plans to go through and become chiropractors as well. My whole family was involved with chiropractic and more importantly, natural health principles and trying to stay away from taking drugs and having, you know, different medicines and surgeries and that type of procedures, always trying to do the best that we could to live a healthy, happy, successful life. And these principles were, you know, taught to us as we were children. And I got to tell you, Janet, it wasn't always as easy as you think. You know, there are many times where I was challenged in my life, and I just didn't wake up with a, you know, golden spoon in my mouth. I had to work hard for the things that I wanted to do. I can remember building fence around the farm when I was growing up. We had a farm, and you know, I can remember building fence and getting like a quarter of fence post that we would dig in and put in the ground. And, you know, it was not easy to do, but my father instilled good, working principles for us, and that led me to really be passionate about the things that I do. He told me, he said, son, it doesn't matter what you want to do in life. You can be a ditch digger. You can haul trash. You can do anything you want to do, but you just need to be the very best at it, whatever it is that you're going to do. And when he told me that, I didn't really understand the ramifications of what it meant until I matured a little bit and grew up and then realized that some of these principles that had been, you know, passed down and drilled into my head, if you will, made me the man that I am today. And it was not an easy road, Janet. I got to tell you, it's not just all perfect. You know, I went through many times in my life where I was wondering, you know, what is my purpose? What's my passion for this? And what's going on with that? And, you know, as I was growing up in high school and college and got off like most kids do, they get off into trouble a little bit and you end up looking in the world right in the face and going, you know, is this what I'm really about? I'm not really sure. And I don't really think this is where I should be. And, you know, you may be involved in drinking, or I was involved with, you know, many things as kids grow up with drinking and drugs and different things. And, you know, some of those times I think made me open my eyes, and I've never really shared this story with anybody, Janet, so I'll just dump it out there if it's all right with you.
Absolutely.
You know, just that you have to go through some hardships sometimes, every time, to get where you want to be if you're going to turn out to be anything worth noticing. So I think that if I could give some encouragement out there to people that are listening that are having trouble finding their passion, it's okay. It will come to the surface, you know, maybe through study like with your book and identifying and bringing to the consciousness of where we really are, it will help people grow into really finding out who they are, what their passion is, and that's how it worked for me. So when I had some rude awakenings where people were slapping me on the hand, saying, you're going to change what's going to happen, or you're going to be in jail, and I thought, that's not where I want to be. That's not what I want my children to remember me for. That's not what I want my parents to know that's happening. So I think it's time that we make some changes about what's going to happen. And some of those hard times that I went through enabled me to be able to say, this is what I don't want. And then more importantly, that's what I do want over there. That's my passion. That's what I'm really about. That's what I want to move towards. So I think it was the basic principles that were ingrained in me and my brother Tom and my sister Sue, who you've shared the stage with, all of us, it was ingrained in our very being from the get-go that, you know, we were great people. Not that we're any better than anybody else, but that my parents always instilled in us that you're a good person, you're a great person, you can do great things. There are so many availability options, things that need to be done out there. Just pick what it is that you want to do. And, you know, Janet, it was an example of lead by example and pull rather than push me into doing something. My father, in his wisdom, never once told me that I should be a chiropractor, ever. Never did. And it wasn't until I was in junior high that I realized that that looks like something that would be really good to do. And I noticed in my children, my two youngest boys, my oldest boy, Teddy, took a little longer than that. But my two youngest boys, you know, they're in high school now, and I just asked them point blank, you know, what are you guys thinking about doing? You know, what do you want to do? Because they're very talented. We're very blessed with our children. You know, they play musical instruments, saxophone, piano, and play sports, football, and track, and they hold records, and you know, they're good kids. Yeah, they get into trouble too, but at least they're on the right track. So we've been very blessed to have this type of thing. And then for me to be able to point them in the right direction, and I just asked, you know, what are you thinking about doing? And both of them said, well, what do you mean? What else would there be to do? And I thought, well, that's quite a compliment. Are you sure that's what you want to do? There wouldn't be anything else, Dad. We're going to be just like you're doing. And I said, why? Why would you want to do that? What's important about that? And both of them chimed in and said, both Chuck and Phil chimed in and said, because we want to help other people just like you do. And Chuck says, I want to be on a stage like you are, Dad. And I said, why do you want to do that? And listen to this. This is coming from a 15-year-old, 16-year-old at the time. He said, because if I'm just working with patients in an office, I can only see a few people. But if I'm on the stage like you are, I can affect hundreds and thousands of people all at one time. And I thought, oh, wow.
What age did he say that?
He said that when he was like 15. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow. This profound is insight on that one.
So all this tells me, Janet, is that I'm very, very fortunate in that I had guidance from my parents. You know, my mother's passed on now, and my father's still alive and kicking and doing wonderfully well. I spent this past weekend with him in Florida, and we had a great time. We got to talk. We made some tapes. You know, we did some work, and we played. We played golf and went fishing. You know, we just had a great time because the relationship is there. And his passion is this work. My passion is this work to get this message out to people. So I hope everyone understands that I'm not any different than anybody else, and neither is my father. We go through all these problems and challenges, I guess you will, and opportunities to learn. And when we do, we get stronger for it. And the same thing holds true with those of you that are listening out there. When you have to move through something that's painful, you grow from that, and you become stronger, and you build your foundation. And once you've got a great foundation, you can build anything on top of that that you want. Now, this is just my opinion, but you know, if you have a shaky ground, it's very difficult to have any type of stability up there in the house or up there in your body, in your temple, if you will.
Now, this brings me to the next question, Ted, and thank you for that. Is there a relationship between passion and health? You know, when people are either very passionate or not passionate at all, does it affect their health in your mind? What do you think?
Well, you know, Janet, that's a great question. I think that can go, it's a double-edged sword. If you're passionate in the wrong direction and you're passionate about, you know, eating T-bone steaks every night and a baked potato and drinking, you know, a fifth of vodka, if you're passionate about that, you're going to make some poor choices based on your passion, which could lead to, you know, poor health. We all know that's true. But there's another side, an insidious onset, if you will, in that if you're not passionate about anything, and we know lots of people like this, and unfortunately in our society today, when lots of the kids and the younger generation are experimenting with drugs and using drugs on a regular basis and smoking pot and whatever they might be doing, it tends to make them more lethargic, and it tends to make them not aware of what's really going on around them. And I've seen this happen, and I think that when you move into that lethargic state that and with no passion for anything except hanging out with your friends, and they're all doing the same thing that you're doing, and then it becomes the norm, and then you don't realize what's going on. And I speak from experience on some of this. You lose your drive. I lost my drive, lost my passion for a while there, and it wasn't until I had a rude awakening that I got it back. And so it could happen two ways. You could be passionate about the wrong thing, or you could have no passion in your life, which would lead to lethargy, and you would end up being sick and developing problems from there. So, you know, I think everyone needs to let that inner passion come out. Let it just jump out there. And, you know, you might not be on stage. You might not be in front of a lot of people, but you've got friends. And I think passion is contagious. I think once you start on a passion kick, if you will, that you identify what you're about, who you are, who you want to be. I think when that happens, then you begin to surround yourself. I know I surrounded myself with completely different people, completely different friends. You know, I don't know any of the people that I knew back when I was in high school or even in college now. I don't associate with any of them because I've moved on to different levels and have different passions. And now I attract, through the law of attraction, people with similar passions to me. And that's why I have you in my life, baby. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. And then, wait a minute. Okay, I'm the one who's passionate, and you're the one who's about health. And so if we can just, like, give the best of the best to each other, don't you think we'll just have it down so big time?
Well, that's why we have a Best Life Intensive Seminar, and that's why I want you in all of those programs because of what you bring to the program. You know, Janet, I'm not going to let you go on this one, honey. Here's what happened. You've got this great book, this number one bestseller book that's absolutely over the top, right? So when right. you bring that in there and fire people up and get them excited and get their adrenaline pumping and get their, when that happens and the senses open up and people become more receptive, when that happens, they start to get in touch with their passions and then they want to follow through. But what happens? What happened New Year's Eve and the next day and the next week? We get all excited about something, and then we tend to fade, tends to drop back, tends to be left behind. And it's because we didn't take that passion and sink it into our own physiology, the way our own body works. We only did it in our consciousness. We didn't get it into our subconscious part of our mind, and that's what a Best Life Intensive does. The Best Life Intensive seminar that we could do together is about identifying your passions and really getting strong in your beliefs and then changing how your subconscious mind reacts to that so that you can actually manifest these things in your life. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And for all of those listening, we're going to give out the different places where Best Life Intensive around the country will be held. And you have those dates in front of you probably, don't you, Ted?
Yes, I do.
So we can share that with everyone because these Best Life Intensive seminars or programs are truly, for me, incredible because you can come, you can learn the best technique, which in a moment we'll have Ted describe and tell you about. And you also get incredible, incredible transformational knowledge. Dr. Barbara DeAngelis has been speaking there, myself. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to transform from the inside out. And I promise you, after this weekend, you will feel so completely, solidly clear about where you're going and how you're going to get there and aligned with all of the tools you need for you to have so that you will be in the top physical condition so that whatever you meet, any obstacles you meet with out in the world, you'll be able to handle because you feel very, very centered and powerful within yourself. So, Ted, I want to ask you another question. Much has been written about the relationship between the mind, the emotions, spiritual life, and physical health. And will you talk about this relationship from your own experience?
Well, okay. When we talk about mind-body connection, What we oftentimes don't realize is that our body functions from part of our brain that we don't consciously think in. Most people don't understand this, and all I can say to it is that your body is functioning on your belief patterns that are stored in your subconscious brain that run how the belief patterns are in the conscious mind, but they're filtered down into the subconscious through the, we call it the trap door, which is part of the brain that opens and allows the emotions and feelings to come through and be influencing on the subconscious part of your mind, which controls your body. Let me give you an example. If you see a child almost get hit by a car, let's say they're riding their bike along the road and, you know, the car comes to a screeching halt and your heart's beating really fast and you see the child almost fall over and you think, did the car hit them or not? And you jump out and you're all scared, your heart's beating really fast, and you run up there and the child's okay. It's all right. Nothing happened. So at that point, your heart's beating very fast, and that's a normal function, supposed to happen that way. It's beating very fast. Your blood pressure's elevated. Your pupillary reflexes have changed. Your body's in fight-or-flight mechanism trying to adapt to what's going to happen to the stressful situation, but it's okay. But what happens oftentimes is that the body doesn't reset back to normal. It gets stuck in that particular type of functioning, that physiology, if you will. And when that happens, your brain doesn't recognize it as being out of sync, because if it was ever normal, just remember this, Janet, if it was ever normal, it's always normal. So if anything happens in your body that's ever normal, your brain thinks it's always normal, so it's okay. Which means that if the heart continued to beat a little bit fast and your blood pressure remained slightly elevated for maybe a week or 2 weeks or a month, and you end up at the doctor's office is going to take those readings and say, well, your heart's beating too fast. We're going to have to slow it down with this medication, or your blood pressure's too high. We're going to have to give you this diuretic to help reduce the fluid so that your pressure will drop. We start doctoring from the outside when the problem started on the inside. And that's our whole medical model that we follow now, and it's erroneous. It just doesn't work that way. People out there know exactly what I'm talking about, and this type of subconscious patterning that we develop is what we speak directly to at the Best Life Intensive Seminar. So we're going to help people identify things that are going on in your body right now that you don't like. Say you're sitting out there listening to this call, and your back hurts. And you're thinking, why does my back hurt? Well, you go to the doctor and say it hurts because your muscles are too tight. The muscles are too tight. Those dumb muscles. Darn, we need to give you a medication to make those muscles relax. Well, Janet, you and I both know that's not the answer. That's not the way to get this problem fixed. We need to get at the cause. And if the cause was that you were under a lot of stress because you're being audited by the IRS, and that stress is causing a reflex pattern in your back, and your back muscles tighten up, and then the audit is over and everything's okay, but your subconscious doesn't reset back to normal and allow the muscles to, or reset to appropriate and allow the muscles to relax down again, you're going to have to keep taking the medication, as we say here, until the cows come home, and it's not going to fix anything. It's only going to give you another symptom from a side effect from the drug that you took. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I guess where I'm going with this is what?
Kidding,
you start me up. I'll talk for 12 hours, so I hope we've got plenty of time. I hope you got the eggs ready for breakfast, because we're going to be here for a while. But this is important, Janet. I mean, it's my life. It's my work. It's my passion. And I think that if people understand what's important to them, they'll also begin to understand if your health is falling away by the wayside. You know, if you're constantly trying to figure out the difference between what you want versus what you choose, and there's a difference there. And, you know, if your energy is going down, you're not as vibrant and healthy as you used to be. You know, why is this? Why am I so tired at 8 o'clock at night that I can't stay awake? Why do I get a stomachache every time after I eat? Why is it when this person walks in the room, I get a headache? Why is it that every time I do this particular task, my tooth hurts? I mean, there's so many things that can be related back if we just start to listen and pay attention and identify what's going on. Realize what our bodies are telling us. When you're full, you're full. There's no need to keep eating just because there's a lot of food on the plate. You know, that was something that I had to work with for many, many years. And I've finally gotten that back under control. It's taken 48 years for me to get back on the right track there. and begin to drop off the pounds that I had put on because there was no need for them to be there. So, you know, as a result of following my own advice, thank you, Ted, you know, I've been able to drop about 60 pounds in the last year. And, you know, feeling really good about the way things are going now. So it doesn't matter to me if someone has one of the physical symptoms I just talked about, or they want to quit smoking, or they've got an addiction, or they're having trouble with alcohol, or having a relationship problem, they're having trouble with your finances. There's a reason for that, Janet. And we've talked about this so many times in the seminar. And the reason is that there's an incongruency between what we're thinking about in our conscious mind versus what our subconscious mind, which is controlling how your body works, there's an incongruency there between the two. Our purpose, and I'll just put it out there, our purpose in the Best Life Intensive Seminar is to help people begin a process to learn how I got in this mess, and most importantly, what steps I need to take to get out of this mess. And that's what most programs don't offer. They offer identification of what the problem is, and they say, now go deal with it. Now you're going to be okay. It's going to be magic. Take this magic elixir, this magic pill. Do this magic thing. And sometimes it works, but oftentimes it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is when the subconscious mind does not get updated. We put people in the program. We put them through a series of exercises that you can do that will actually identify exactly where the problem is in your brain. So if you're saying you have pain in your arm, we're going to be able to determine and teach you. This is what we do. We teach people exactly how to do this so that when they leave there, they can identify where the pattern's stored, what feeling it's stored under in the brain, and the steps to take. Maybe it's through steps of forgiveness or steps of acceptance, whatever it needs to be, so that they can begin to move through this and leave it behind so that the energy interference that we talk about is not necessary anymore. And when that goes away, health miraculously returns, because the body's not dumb and stupid. It knows how to heal itself. You know, Janet, here's a story I'll tell real quick. Here's a story. If you cut yourself and you're bleeding, you cut your finger and it's bleeding really bad, all right? If you go to the sink and run cold water on it and maybe put something on it, a Band-Aid or something to pull the skin back together and leave it alone, it's going to heal up and it's going to take about 7 days for it to heal up. If you go to the doctor and they give you a tetanus shot and they put a stitch in it and they put gauze on it and they put all the antibiotics and give you a round of antibiotics for you to take, it's going to take about a week. So you do the math. Did the drugs and the surgery and all the things that had to happen make your finger heal any faster? No. The body heals. The body heals. I can't say it enough times. And any problem that you have, any diagnosis, it doesn't matter to me whether it's schizophrenia or malignant carcinoma or a headache or hypertension or you've got a broken leg or you've got diverticulitis or Crohn's disease. Doesn't matter, Janet. The body can heal. All we have to do is turn the power loose to make it start to function like it should, and it will heal. Now, I've got a caveat. I want to say this. I'm not saying that drugs and surgery are bad. I'm saying we just need to identify their purpose. What do they do? Do they give you health or do they change your symptoms? Drugs don't give you health. They only change your symptoms. And it's about time that people start to step up to the plate and realize that I'm responsible for me. And I've got to take the steps and make the changes to make this work for me. And you say, well, if I don't take my this or that, I'm going to die. Well, that may be true, but don't be confused that by taking this or that drug, it's going to make me healthier. No, it's only going to sustain your life, but it's going to give you other symptoms. So the trick is to jump in there and say, what's going on with this? How did this happen to me? Why is my body doing this? It's not dumb and stupid. So we've got to figure out what the real issues are, correct the cause. Once we correct the cause, then the symptoms, which are what we go to the doctor for, are no longer necessary. Therefore, we don't need to go to the doctor all the time. And you would think that, you know, medical doctors and practitioners that are going to be prescribing medications and surgery would be very discontented with this type of analogy, if you will, or this type of discussion. But I find that the doctors that I interview and talk with, and many are patients of mine, the medical physicians, the ER physicians, you know, they're desperate for ways to help people get well. And in general, they have a wonderful, big heart that they really want to help their people. But with the things that happen in our modern medicine society today, they're directed by what they have to prescribe and what they have to give. And, you know, that's just not going to do anything for overall long-term health. And so anything that we can do as a society and all the people on this call, anything that you can do to stay away from the doctor is welcomed. Because there's so many people that are running to the doctor all the time with every little ache and pain and want a particular prescription, and it's not the practice of medicine as it was intended to be. So I'm excited to hear the younger and upcoming doctors that are very interested in this work. Every day we have practitioners call us from all over the world that want to study this work, medical physicians, chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists, that want to get involved with this type of work, this best technique. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to present and show people how the body works and what we've learned, what we've discovered over the last 40 years of research.
Now, Ted, your amazing father created what is called the BEST system. Can you describe exactly what that BEST system is?
Sure. BEST stands for bio, meaning body, energetic, synchronization technique. So we synchronize the energy in the body so that it runs and functions like it was designed to do. There's a pulsation that you can feel. Sometimes you can feel it in your hands. Sometimes you can feel it around your head. This pulsation that we feel is an actual energy field around the body that we work with. And my father developed this work, Janet, back in the early 70s. And he was is still a very successful practitioner. He's a chiropractor, very large practice, and treated literally thousands and thousands of patients, and was very good, very successful, using traditional chiropractic techniques. And through inspiration, he would have a thought in the middle of the night. He would wake up and have a thought, and he would write it down, go into the office, and apply the principles, and sure enough, they would work every single time, 100% of the time, I'm saying, not just 95% of the time. Every single time, if you did this, this would happen. And that's, when you're dealing with a life form, a bio form, it's very difficult to have constant givens that if you do this, that's going to happen every time. In a living system, that's difficult because there are so many variables that happen. And my father is not one to accept inspirational type teachings or that learning pattern because he's a trained physicist. He's got a degree in chemistry, a master's degree in chemistry and education. So he's a teacher, a trainer by heart. And knowing the biochemistry of the body and learning how this all tied together, he wasn't satisfied that he could just have a thought and that thought could be contrary to everything else he's known over the years and been trained and taught in his master's programs and just have this thought and it would work and that would be acceptable. Because in the scientific mind, it must be proven. It must be scientifically documented. So he then had the wisdom, and I give him credit for this because I wasn't always on his side with this one, I'll tell you. But he had the wisdom to say, we've got to go through some of the universities and colleges, and we have to prove what we're talking about. We're going to fund this research. And today we've spent, I believe, over $1 million funding research to prove scientifically what we know clinically to be true. And sure enough, we've got several research projects out there now that have documented refereed journals that have published the work that say this is real, this is working for people. So I give him credit for that, Janet. He stuck to his guns and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spend some money. We're going to raise the funds to do this research. And now we have the research to back it up. And the research was, you want to go into that for just a second about what that showed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, absolutely, please.
Well, some of the research showed some very astonishing things, things we weren't even expecting, Janet, things that we didn't even think would be there. For example, we were moving into a study group of patients that were chronic, meaning they'd had their symptoms for at least 5 years. Chronic pain patients. So you get the picture. They had chronic pain of some sort. Could have been neck pain, headache, back pain, elbow pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, ankle pain. They had chronic pain that was untreatable. They had been treated by medical physicians and chiropractors alike. So they had been given up on in this particular group. And we picked the toughest group that we could find because we wanted to be able to really show something significant. I mean, if you just had a headache for a couple of days and you went into a doctor, they might have just said hocus pocus over top of you, and the headache could go away miraculously the next day, and that didn't really prove anything. So we wanted to find out what's going on here with chronic pain. So when the directors of the research projects, PhDs, were designing the program, they said, if you can get like 5% response in this control group, if you can get that much response, it would be statistically significant. It would be a miracle. It would be well worth publication of what's going on. So I can remember my father just kind of chuckling, and he was a little bit out there, if you will, in his prediction. He said, well, I'm planning to get all of them well. And the researcher just kind of chuckled. He said, well, we'll just see what's going to happen. And we had to agree that when we were going to do the research project, that it was going to be an unbiased research, that we were going to publish the results regardless of what the outcome was. That's kind of risky, especially when you're talking about this particular control group, so that if we failed miserably, it would be published, and that would be it. So, you know, we kept right on going, waded right into the research project. And not only when we were finished with the research project did we meet the goal of 5%, we surpassed it by winning 85% of the time. 85% of the patients responded favorably to the best technique that we were going to do to them. And not only that, Janet, but the exciting thing was that we excelled in another area that we didn't even try to document. But the researchers, in their questioning of all the patients, stumbled onto this particular statistic that we were most effective in treating depression. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now we've stumbled onto something else here, because we knew patients always felt better, but now we've got some proof that's statistically significant that we can get in and help with depression as well. So that led us into more and more work with emotions and feelings and trying to figure out how that affects our physical body. Now you can begin to see why I get so excited when I talk about what I'm talking about, because this is not known out there. And once this technology that we've developed is taught to other people, it becomes just like the tipping point, if you will. Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, I just love that book. And that's what's happening now, and we see this in our seminars. They're becoming more and more popular. People are hearing about this, and they want to know about it, and they want to come and enroll in our study programs and come for treatment at Health Weekend to have Dr. Mortar work on them and help them with their programs. So we're just excited to talk about all these things and help people reach their potential.
Well, Ted, and I can see why you're so excited, because, you know, for all of you listening, I and you heard me say this in the very beginning, that I've been speaking at these different best seminars all over the country, and I get to see it firsthand. I get to see how the best system actually works, and I was actually is it okay if I tell a little quick story, Ted, in favor of all that you've been talking about? Is that okay if I share my experience? I was in Miami giving a talk to a number of homeless women. I'd flown from California to Miami. Then I flew from Miami to Toronto. Then I flew from Toronto to Chicago, and had done two night speaking engagements in Toronto and stayed up till like 2 a.m. So by the time I got to Chicago, where I was speaking for the first time at the best intensive, I was exhausted. I was just completely exhausted, understandably so. And I went up to Ted's father, Dr. Mortar, and I said, Dr. Mortar, I've been, you know, traveling nonstop, and I'm really tired, and, you know, can you help me? And he said, well, if it's rest you need, I could give you the advice to go to bed. You know, that's the best advice I can offer, but if it's something else, yes, I can help you. So let's take a look at that. And you know, he immediately started, you know, we went and got a table and a massage table, and I laid down on it, and he started doing the best technique on me. And within less than 3 minutes, and I mean, I was burned. I was so crispified, tired. And in less than 5 minutes, I felt my whole physiology after Dr. Mortar had applied this technique on me, I felt 100% better. I went to bed. He said, now it'd be good if you would just go to sleep, you know, and then see how you feel in the morning. The next morning I was giving a talk, And I went to sleep, woke up in the morning, had the hugest smile on my face. I mean, I woke up like in such happiness. And he had spent less than 5 minutes with me. And then I got up on stage for the next 2.5 hours and just nailed it. I mean, you were there, Ted. I was so completely clear inside out. My body was just filled with energy. My mind was crystal clear. And the only thing that had been different, the only thing was those few minutes that I had spent with your father and him applying the best system on me. And I'll tell you, I was sold right then and there. And I can speak for Dr. Barbara DeAngelis as well, who is also speaking with us on the same stage and had the same experience from her having the best technique experience and just saying, you know, it's a mind blower. I remember her telling me that she felt completely clear and completely filled with energy after just a few minutes of having a best practitioner apply the technique of best on her. So I just want to congratulate you and your father and your whole family, because it's an incredible, incredible technique. And actually, Ted, that brings me to the next question. Is it a chiropractic technique? And for everyone who's listening, does one need to go to a chiropractor to be treated using BEST, or how does that work?
Well, Janet, the technique I call it the technology that we've developed, is used by chiropractors, it's used by medical doctors, it's used by massage therapists and physical therapists. So all types of practitioners, even a housewife, a person who's working in one of the local plants, somebody who's, you know, a brick mason, anybody can learn how to do this technique. Chiropractors specialize in the technique because it's their background. They know the language that we talk about and have done it for, you know, all their professional career. And we're chiropractors, so this is where it was born, and that's where we have an affinity for. But you don't have to be a chiropractor to do this technique. Many of the best people that we have that are masters are chiropractors because of the way they think and the way they appreciate how the body really works. So I hope that answers your question. You can go to any type of a best practitioner. They're listed on our website. You can find one in your area just by going there to mortar.com. And if you type in your zip code, you can find a practitioner in your area, and it'll tell you what they are, if they're a chiropractor or a massage therapist or a physical therapist. So any of those would be happy to work with you and help you get back on the right track. So that's why we started. I had a vision, Janet, about 2 years ago, and I was talking with my father, and I said, Dad, you know, we have been working so hard to bring this through the chiropractic profession to the world. What we have, this message that we have, is so much bigger than just a single profession. There are only about 55, 60,000 chiropractors in the country. And I said, you know, we're not going to get our message. Our mission is to improve the health of mankind worldwide. Improve the health of mankind worldwide. That's a big mission. And we're not going to get to that mission in our lifetime if we continue to go through a few hundred or a few thousand practitioners. This work, this message, this gift that we have, this technology needs to be given to the masses of people. It needs to be out there in everybody's house. Everyone needs to be able to know what these principles are and how to do it. And then when they get in trouble, they'll seek out the best of the best. They'll seek out the masters, the chiropractors or the medical physicians or the people that are the masters of this work, as their coaches. And that's what healthcare of the future should be, Janet. It should be about taking responsibility, personal care of yourself, and being responsible for who you are and what you do and what you think and what you eat, how you exercise, rest, breathe, and think, the six essentials that we talk about in our seminars. You should be responsible for those things. And then you should go to a practitioner, a health practitioner, when you need some coaching, when you need some help. And that's how I really see it. So that's the excitement that I get into about the future of where we're going with this and how we can really affect mankind worldwide. And I want you to be right there with me talking about their passion as we go through this, because...
Oh, me too. It's so much fun to be with all of you and your whole family, because you're so darn congruent. And for everyone who's listening, everyone in his family is just as passionate about this whole program as Ted. And you can hear he's about ready to jump out of his skin with passion about this. So it's so wonderful, Ted, to just be able to, you know, share this evening with everyone and share your enthusiasm with everyone. And for everyone who's listening, I'm going to give out a website For you to go and know more about this, I want to make sure you get it tonight, so I'm going to go over it a number of times. It's www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/mortar, M-O-R-T-E-R. That's to learn more about the BEST program. www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/ BEST. Why did I say mortar? I'm talking to Ted Mortar, and that's probably why. So I'm going to say that one more time. Sorry, Ted. www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/BEST. So, Ted, let me ask you this. What makes BEST different from other healing modalities?
Well, BEST is similar and different to everything that happens. It has to be similar because it's part of the body, part of the human system and makeup that we have. And all techniques and all modalities that we would use on the body have something in common. And that was kind of the way the BEST was begun. It was looking at some of the commonalities and the similarities to what's going on in the body. You asked me some of the differences. I think the main difference that BEST offers is that it is one of the only systems that I know of that allows the subconscious mind to be updated, if you will, to be congruent with what's going on for current need rather than a past experience. We spend the whole time with our bodies running in the past on what we've believed and what we put down in there to make your heart beat and make you swallow, make you breathe, and make your stomach work like it's supposed to. All the things that go wrong with us when they're doing it at the wrong time. All the symptoms we've come up with. BEST is a system that allows the body to update back to current needs so that if you're relaxed, your heart rate should slow back down. So it's a way of removing this subconscious programming that needs to be updated. And it's the only technique that I know that really does that. And, you know, there may be others out there. I'm not so naive to think, Janet, this is the only technique that can do that. But it's the only one that I know of that works every time when we use it properly and people follow those six essentials that we talked about. What you eat, drink, exercise, rest, breathe, and think. If they follow the recommendations we teach in the program when we're there, and they keep their body in balance, which is what we do, you can't help but get well. That's just the way it works. But, you know, people spend so much time worrying about what's going on and not being congruent with their lifestyle and their choices that they're making, and they just spend time worrying. Michael Beckwith described that in one of his lectures, you know, from the Agape Church out there in L.A. What a beautiful man. Well, I was talking with Michael at the last meeting we were at the Transformational Leadership Council, and Michael said, we were at dinner, he said, you know, worry is like paying interest on money you never borrowed. And I started laughing. I said, that's so true. And we spend all of our time worrying about things that never, ever, ever come to fruition. They don't happen, but we spend our whole day anticipating the wrong, anticipating what's going to happen instead of focusing on what we really want to happen. So I do have a passion about that. Is that we got to focus on what we want to have happen and manifest and then take massive action to make it happen. And when you do, you know, you end up having all that you want in your life. Health, happiness, success, wellness, passion, relationships with people, money, all the things that we think we really want to have and need, they just come. It just happens that way. You have to almost get out of the way to allow it to happen. And, you know, I know myself included, run into, you know, down times when we're like, oh my gosh, what's happened to me? You know, look at all the horrendous schedules that we're under. You're under the same thing, Janet, where you're on the go all the time. And, you know, you spend 3 days a month home, and that creates strains on relationships and with your family. And, you know, my son today, Philip, says, Dad, are you going to be here this weekend? And I said, no, I'm going to be in Atlanta. He goes, oh gosh, because he's wanting to work on his Camaro. You know, we're building him a 69 Camaro we got it in a junkyard. And we're building it up, and we just got it started last weekend. So he's all excited about his 16th birthday coming up. He's wanting to get this car finished. So, you know, I made a trade-off with him. I said, I won't be there this weekend, but then I will be there the following, and we can work on it then, and we'll be ready to go. And he kind of smiled, and he said, okay, that'll be good. That'll be good. So it's about balance, Janet. It's about, you know, there's trade-offs, and you got to have balance in your life. And, you know, to me, failure is not an option. It's just not acceptable to me. You're going to keep going. We're going to do what we got to do. And we're just going to hang in there, and the cream comes to the top, as they say, and the best always shines through. And I believe that's to be true. I really do, because I've seen it in my experiences with my patients. I've treated, you know, tens of thousands of patients over the years, and now I'm fortunate enough to be able to be traveling a lot to help tens of thousands of people from stage, and it's a very rewarding experience. It's how to live out my passion.
And aren't you so doing it so well? And for those of you who are listening, you know, I was just in Tucson with Dr. Mortar and Dr. Ted Mortar and his sister Sue, who's a dear friend of mine, Dr. Sue Mortar. And I had been walking along the in the lobby one morning, coming to the meeting that we were all going to attend with Jack Canfield. And I slipped and fell and landed on my arm and must have just crunched my shoulder because my shoulder immediately locked. And Ted and Sue were kind enough to take some time to do their wonderful, wonderful best technique on me. And I haven't had a chance to tell you, Ted, that I went and saw a chiropractor and they said, you know, if this was going to take, just be prepared 3 to 6 months. Guess what? It's totally gone. And my shoulder, she said, your shoulder's locked, locked, locked. And Ted and Sue, you know, applied the best technique and there you have it. And I was not at all surprised. Not at all surprised to see that, you know, instant miracle happen because of the complete amazing technique that best is.
Well, thank you, Jen, and thank you for getting well. I knew when I talked with you the other evening that you were feeling much better, and I knew that when we hung up, I thought, oh, I didn't get to ask how she was doing, but I knew you were doing better. I could just tell from your voice. So, you know, we're happy to be there, and what a wonderful conference that was, and we got to share the information again with that whole group, and we were very well received. And in fact, every stage we go to, people just want more and more and more. They're like, this is truth. This is really, really good. And that's so rewarding to me as the CEO of this company that's helped lead the direction of moving this into, you know, the public, teaching the public how to do that, how to do this work. And, of course, that's the focus of the Best Life Intensive Seminar, the BLI. And don't forget, we've got to talk about that before we get done today.
We're getting there.
Okay, we're going to get to your people. But the point there is that this was one of the visions that I had, that if we open this up to more and more people will want to do it, and we'll be fine. Our business will be fine. It will flourish because it's the truth, and we just got to get this out there. And the more people we can tell about it, and the more people that want to hear about it, the more that will want to hear about it, and they'll come in droves. And that's what we've been experiencing for the last 2 years. It's really, really been rewarding, and I've been able to meet wonderful people like you and Jack Canfield and the other group that's part of that. It's just absolutely wonderful. So.
Now, Ted, before, I can feel that you want to really, like, get into this. Let's talk about the seminars. But before you do that, I want to ask you, please share a few of the experiences. And I know you have thousands of them, of people who have been helped by using BEST. But can you just share a couple of them before we, I open that gate up for you to just give this wonderful, wonderful opportunity gift of your seminar to everyone that's listening tonight on Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise?
Sure, Janet. I've been in practice for 20 years, 25 years, I guess now, and have seen really miraculous things. One of the top ones that comes to mind was the first BLI seminar we did in Los Angeles. It was about over a year ago. And I remember the gal that we asked for a volunteer from the audience, and I was looking over all the people that stood up that said they had back pain, and I was watching them move and had them bend forward and backwards, and I picked the worst one that I could find because we really want to be able to make a significant difference in someone's life right there on stage, right then. We want to see a miracle happen right then. So I picked the toughest one I could possibly come up with. The lady that I picked turned out had been riding one of these little scooters around through the hotel the whole weekend. You know the kind I'm talking about? You drive through the grocery store.
Yeah.
She couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Well, she could walk, but she didn't. She had a lot of pain. She could go maybe 10 steps, and she'd have to sit down, so she used the scooter. So I saw her. I didn't realize she was the one in the scooter because they were all standing up near the wall. And so I picked her, and her name's Wanda. God bless her. She's a beautiful person. So Wanda goes up on stage. She gets up on stage, and Dad's up there going to do the treatment, right? He's going to work on her on stage, use this technology that we've talked about. And sure enough, he says, well, how are you doing? She goes, well, you know, I'm pretty bad. I've had back surgery. I'm like, oh, gosh, okay. Oh, and by the way, I've been on disability for 17 years. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And Dad looks up at me and goes, like, thanks, Ted. Thanks. And I said, you know, this is going to be great. I just know it's going to work. The woman could not bend forward, almost nothing. She could stand straight up but could not bend forward and could not bend backwards. She had so much pain. When he asked her to get on the table, she couldn't get up on the table. We had two people come up and lift her up to get her on the table to lay down. He did the process on her. Took about 10 minutes. very gentle procedure. We don't do any forceful manipulation at all. It was just very, very gentle. Just using maybe pressure over her eye, touching on her scalp up there, touching on her skull, with no more pressure than you could close your eye. If everybody just close your eye right now, put your finger on your eyelid and push on it. Come on, Janet, do it too. Push on it.
I'm doing it right now. I did it before you asked me.
I knew you were. See, about how hard you can push there is all we do, about that much pressure. So he's working on Wanda on stage. He goes through the process, gets her up. She slides down off the table and is standing there. And I swear to you, I've never seen anything like this in my life. He said, now I want you to very slowly bend forward and let's see what you can do. Now, this is a woman who'd been on disability from a back injury. She was a nurse. She lifted a patient in the hospital, workers' comp, disability, 15 or 17 years, had not worked because she couldn't move. She bends over and touches the floor. And I'm telling you, the people leapt out of their chairs towards the stage. It was like, oh, my God, what has happened here? I was just, Sue and I were sitting in the back of the room. We were crying. I mean, I was just bawling. And she just jumped forward. The woman got rid of her scooter. She got rid of her crutches. She enrolled in chiropractic college and now is completely pain-free. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's so good, Ted.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And this kind of thing is what keeps me in practice, keeps me going all the time. You know, I can give you story after story. One of my friends I was skiing with came in and said, Ted, they want to cut out a foot of my colon. I'm like, that's not good. He said, I know. I said, which foot? He said, they don't really know which foot. They just want to take out a foot. I'm like, I don't think this is a good thing. So I start working with him. We do the procedure on here. And within a week, within the first visit when I treated him, he's like, what have you done to me? What is this? What is? How does this work? Because I have no pain in my stomach. I have no pain in my gut. And he was ready to have surgery done. That was 2 years ago. I still go skiing with him every year. He hasn't had a bit of a since then. And it was all something that was stored in his subconscious brain. His body just wasn't working properly. We released the power, got it working like it was supposed to. Very simple procedure to do. Boom. Doesn't have to have surgery. How about, I mean, that's just amazing. I can go over and over and over. I have stacks that are a foot, 2 feet thick of testimonials from people that have come to the seminars and learned what we do. And we teach the technology of exactly how to do it. To do it on your family, to do it for yourself. We teach you techniques at the BLI seminar. Oh, we're not going to talk about that yet. I'm waiting.
I'm there. So, Ted, and thank you for those wonderful, wonderful experiences, those people who have used the best, because it's just so exciting to hear about. Now, you're teaching these seminars. This is such a funny thing. You're teaching these seminars, Ted, aren't you, around the country, and you've kindly offered all of our listeners, and I'm so excited about this, the opportunity to attend these seminars as your guest. So will you tell them what they will learn when they come?
People will learn when they come to a Best Life Intensive seminar how to get your mind and heart clear of some of the gunk that we carry around in our lives all the time. We're going to learn how to open up your life to new experiences to make it work for you. We're going to teach you actual techniques that you can use every single day to start your day off right. We're going to talk about ways that you can erase some of the emotional baggage that's stored in your brain, how to eliminate the symptoms that you have in your life all the time that are giving you all the things that you identify as being you that aren't really you, the pain in your back that's not really you, the wellness that you don't have. We're going to help you identify what it is that you really want to have happen and then give you steps to actually make it happen. We're going to teach you the technique you call best release. This technique will help you erase some of the emotions that are stored in there that you didn't even know were there. We'll show you how to do the muscle test to figure out how to do it on your own. So that if you are seeing a chiropractor or a practitioner, you would do this in between the visits that you go to see them, and you'll find that it's going to work much better for you. We're going to show you how to live a passionate life because you're going to be there and talk about it, Janet. How to attract positive people into your life and keep them there, and how the law of attraction really works to affect you. How to shelter yourself from ups and downs. How to reverse and stop and slow the aging process. We don't have to get old and feel old to make this work. There's no reason, Janet, there's no reason you can't be getting healthier and healthier and healthier and healthier every day until you die, until you pass on, and go check out and get a new body to start over again. There's no reason you can't do that. It's just the way we've been programmed to believe that we're supposed to go through this life. So it's a very frustrating thing. It's frustrating for people to not be able to feel as good as they want to feel, to have the excitement in their life and to have, you know, to be able to get out of bed with all the aches and pains and the woe is me worrying, can't go and can't do and don't have enough of and all this and that. That's not the way it's designed to be. And all we have to do is open the door and say, here's a better way to try this. How about giving this a try and see what happens? That's what we do at a Best Life Intensive.
Now, I want to just add a little bit to this, Ted, because what else you'll get when you come to the Best Life Intensive is fun, bonding, networking. You'll be able to spend a couple of days with like-minded individuals, the whole Mortar family who just walks their talk, are the healthiest individuals you'll ever find and meet, and the happiest and the sweetest and the most loving and giving. And it is just a blast to be there. It's just because they and if you notice what Ted was talking about, all the different things that you're going to be getting, you'll see it's the full range so that you really feel when you leave Best that you've just, you're like bursting with knowledge. You're bursting with techniques that you can go out and use and not only help yourself, but help your family, your friends, your business associates, everyone you meet. And so it's just really so completely inspiring for those of you that really want to, you know, be able to have some incredible techniques and learn something that you can use to be able to tap into any of those areas of your life that aren't working and that you want to really be able to open yourself up so that you're just, you know, that vessel, so that you're completely open, so that when you go out, you're able to give your gifts. And this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. This weekend, spending time at the Best Life Intensive will give you so many, many wonderful gifts that are so practical that you can go out and use in the world in such a wonderful, wonderful big way. So, Ted, let me ask you right now, will you give our listeners two or three specific things that they can begin doing immediately to start applying the principles you've talked about tonight?
Okay. I think that immediately, if one thing that we could do that we didn't get to touch on would be in their breathing. Let's try something that we teach at the seminar, which would be called rhythmic breathing. And we don't have time to really go into it. I think we're probably getting close on that. But rhythmic breathing is that you would slowly breathe in, maybe to the count of three or four. Just breathe in very slowly, one, two, three, four. And then you hold your breath in to the count of four, two, three, four. And then slowly let your air out to the count of four, two, three, four. And then you would hold your breath out to the count of four. These are simple breathing techniques that will help to synchronize your body, to get the cerebral spinal fluid, the fluid in your spine and your brain, to pump back and forth through there again, as it should be, which releases stress in the spine and helps you begin to feel better. I'd recommend everybody go for a walk in the morning, and it should be 20 or 30 minutes. That's good contralateral movement. And that's a big word, we haven't really used that yet tonight, Janet, but contralateral movement means that when your one arm goes out, your opposite leg goes out. And that soldier-type step reprograms and retimes the body as well. So that exercise could be done while you're laying down on the bed. If you don't feel like getting up and walking, or your knees are hurting, your ankle hurts, or something's wrong, you could do the same exercise while you're lying on your back in bed. You'd bend your knee on the left side and bend your arm up on the right side. So you would do the soldier step while you're lying right there in bed. Turn your head towards your arm when you lift it up. Remember, it's like you want to sniff under your arm. Then you can't get confused. So it'd be opposite leg and opposite arm at the same time. These are just a couple things that would help coordinate, synchronize, balance the body in between times that they get to see a practitioner or when they learn how to do this work. Does that help?
Totally help. Thank you so much. Now, Ted, at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, we believe strongly in the power of intention to manifest outcomes. So what is your current most important project? And what intention would you like us here at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, along with our readers and listeners who are with us, to hold for you?
Wow.
I know. Take advantage. You know the power of intention. I know you know.
I do that, and I cherish this opportunity. Let me think about just for a moment about what I would really like to have happen. Janet, here's what I'd like. I would like to hold the intention that every family out there in this world has someone in their family, in their immediate close-knit family, that's designated as their healer in that family that will help that family with spiritual, emotional, nutritional healing, body balance, the things that we talk about. My wish would be that there would be a healer in each family that knows the techniques and technology that I've been talking about today, that they could use that on their family immediately when someone has a fever or someone has a pain or someone has something that's wrong, to eliminate the cause of the problem, which would eliminate subsequent visits to the doctor, which would eliminate 80-90% of the bankruptcies that we have in this world now, which are caused from medical bankruptcies. And I don't think that that's necessary. I think that if we held that intent, that every family would have a healer in that family that knows what we're talking about, that the world would be a better place.
Oh, Ted, that is so beautiful. I mean, truly, can everyone imagine this? And let's really truly hold this intention, because it was so beautiful, and you said it so grandly. Every family has someone in their close-knit family who is designated as the healer in that family. Can you imagine, everyone, if every family had a healer in their family? Boy, I mean, Ted, you know, I could see the end of problems in the world, actually, if that were so, because it comes, you know, problems start in the physical body, in the, you know, in the deepest emotional part of the body, and if we could get rid of those, don't you think the mind, and doesn't it make sense that we would be a lot more, you know, would be completely clear and peaceful, therefore, in our heart? Oh, I tell you, thank you, Ted, for that one. That was beautiful. So what single idea would you like to leave our listeners with tonight?
I think that the single idea would be that the mind can't do it all. We have to be able to focus the mind where it needs to be, and then allow the subconscious mind to act, or to manifest in the physical body what's necessary for current need. So, in other words, we can't just go to a seminar, go to a program, read a book, and say, that's going to do it for me. That's not the way it works. Unless we can have enough feeling and passion and emotion in that decision that we've made, that it puts the same feeling down into the subconscious as what caused the problem to begin with. So the idea I would leave our listeners with is to honor your thought process, honor your beliefs where you are, analyze where you stand with those, and be sure that you can be sure that they're congruent with what's going to be necessary for you to have the most healthy, happy, successful life that you could possibly have. I think that would be a great thing to take away from here.
So, Ted, thank you so much for giving us a vision of what's possible tonight. And thank you for, you know, just all that you offer to our Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise subscribers. And for all of you who don't know, Ted has offered for all of the subscribers to attend their $1,295 Best Life Intensive. Ready for this? We should have a drum roll without charge. Again, he's offering to all our subscribers to attend their 1,295 Best Life Intensive without charge. So for all of our listeners, be sure to go now to select the best seminar that is closest to you and sign up right away while there are still seats available. And you just go to www.healthywealthyandwise.com/best. Again, www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/best. And this weekend, actually Friday and Saturday, I will be in Atlanta. I will be presenting the Passion Test, and you'll be able to hear wonderful Dr. Ted Mortar, Dr. Ted Mortar Sr., and Dr. Sue Mortar, Dr. Tom Mortar, meet Ted's wife, Jana, I mean, the whole family. And let me tell you, you will love it. And also, and Ted, I know that you've arranged a special discount on one of your most popular products for our listeners. So those of you who are listening should also be sure to write down this website address. And then I'll ask Dr. Ted to tell you a little bit about the Six Essentials Bundle. And that address is www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/mortar, M-O-R-T-E-R. Again, www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/mortar. So, Ted, will you tell our listeners a little bit about what they will get when they take advantage of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise discount?
Sure. You asked me to do a special discount for your group, and I was happy to give the tickets to the Best Life Intensive Seminar, and we hope that everyone will come and bring your family, and it'll be a great time. Thank you for that. But also, I mentioned a couple times earlier in our discussion about the six essentials, areas in your life that we've identified that we make critical choices in every single day that determine how we act, how we feel, and our energy levels. And they are what you eat, think, exercise, rest, breathe, and most importantly, what you think. So we made a series of CDs, seven in total, because although there are only six, the seventh one, What You Think, was so powerful it took two CDs to fill up to actually get the information in there. My father made these CDs, and I think that's probably one of the most popular items that we have in our program. The CDs are seven in all, retail for $110. Also, we're going to couple with that a bonus CD and DVD called The Power of the Mind that Dr. Mortar, my father, again made. And that normally is $40 retail, so it's $150 for the CDs that we have, The Six Essentials and The Power of the Mind. And as a special favor to you, Janet, we're going to do a special price on that. I think it's $49.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So for everyone, again, don't miss this one, www.healthywealthy.com/mortar. So, Ted, I am just so thankful that we had this time together, and thank you so much over and over again for all that you do and all that your family continues to do and for being with us tonight, Ted.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's been an honor to be here, and wish you the very best. And we're going to have so much fun this year and affect so many people's lives. It's going to be amazing.
We already are having so much fun this year, and we already are affecting, and we're just going to continue. And don't forget to give your dad a hug and Sue and Tom and Jana and the whole family, okay?
Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much. And so for everyone else, our next Passions interview is on February 5th when we will be interviewing one of the world's leading experts on women's health issues, Dr. Christiane Northrup, the number one New York Times best-selling author. And I can't wait for this interview. And I'm really excited because another number one New York Times best-selling author and my wonderful friend, Debbie Ford, will be my co-host for that interview. You know, February is Health Month for us at Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, and on February 20th, we interview naturopath Dr. Alexandra Gayak, and Alexandra has taken the wisdom of Wallace Wattles from his book, The Science of Being Well, and made it accessible to everyone. Wallace Wattles is also the author of The Science of Being Rich, which was the inspiration for the worldwide phenomena, The Secret. So say Wallace Wattles 10 times fast. So be sure to join us for Health in February. And until then, thank you for giving your gifts to the world. And again, just one more time, in order to be able to attend Dr. Mortar's Health Best Seminars, Best Life Intensive, and be with me and take the passion test and learn all these wonderful, wonderful things, www.healthywealthy, the letter N as in Nancy, wise.com/best. So thank you, everyone. We're going to open it up so we can all say good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye. Have a wonderful evening.
Stay around.
Thank you for being with us.
Bye.
All love to everyone, and I hope I see you in Atlanta.
Good night.
Bye-bye.